Well, you know, I mentioned prior a bit of collusion could be happening as far as Smithtown is concerned, and it is the subject of our Spotlight segment. Bob Doyle, Tom Lohman, both Republicans, by the way, running on the conservative and independence party lines, losing a primary they did to their incumbents, both on the line with us right now. Robert Doyle, Thomas Lohman, good morning and welcome to LA News Radio.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. By the way, great seeing both of you over at Rockabilly Barbers. Yes, wasn't that kind of fun, Bob?
It was a tremendous amount of fun. I really had a really, really good afternoon there.
You know, it was fun. It's like Rockabilly is this very unique setting as far as being a barbershop. It gives you that old-time feel where everybody kind of knows your name, and I take that out of context, of course, with Cheers. But if one can reference to the old days of TV with Andy Griffith and Mayberry and Floyd's Barbershop, it's that type of feel. Very impressive yesterday.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
You know, you can actually get a shave and a trim and talk politics. It's kind of fun there. But, you know, it's interesting yesterday, guys, and I wanted to have you on and appreciate it. In the fact it was told to me that there could be a bit of collusion happening within the town. And let's kind of backtrack a little bit, because both of you guys are running now on the conservative and independence party lines after losing a primary, correct, back in September to the incumbents. And what's happening now is there's a story going around, and please collaborate this, that the supervisor who is heading out, 40 years of service and everything else, talking about Patrick Vecchio, might be vying some sort of a methodology of getting back into town politics by grabbing a seat on the town board. I know it's crazy, but it's true. Now think about this. If Vecchio succeeds, if it happens, you'll have that 3-2 swing, and therefore, guess what? Decisions are kind of made away from what could be happening on the Republican and conservative side. If Ed Wareham, of course, gets his way of getting in as the supervisor. But I got to tell you, after hearing this, I was fascinated, Robert Doyle.
I picked this up within the past week from a very, very good source. We will not name.
Okay.
And it was corroborated as well. So I know that the plan was out there. I find the plan outrageous. Jay, you know, and everyone has read two editorials in Newsday, and both those editorials pointed to the lack of vision in Smithtown under Mr. Vecchio's leadership for the last years. And the Newsday was extremely critical of Smithtown for not having that vision to look forward and to improve its downtown areas and to take care of its infrastructure and all of the many things that they cited it there. And at the end of the day, they endorsed Ed Wareham in the second editorial piece. They endorsed Ed Wareham as the man who had the leadership, who has the leadership and has the vision to take Smithtown in a new direction and accomplish many, many of these goals that have been lacking in Smithtown.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just take that alone, that vision, what that story does is this is throwback politics for a way for Mr. Vecchio to get back on the town board, become that third vote. It's business as usual in Smithtown. There will be no vision, and Smithtown will not move forward, as so many people, and it's the will of the people.
Yeah.
He was defeated in a primary by Mr. Wareham. And so, obviously, it is the will of the people, and the people are looking for a new direction. And so that's the outrage.
That's the gist of it. Now,
particular plan.
Let me go to Tom Lohman. You know, some might call this, Tom Lohman, a bit of chutzpah on the part of Patrick Vecchio. What would you call it?
Well, I call it disgusting. as we've talked about here, it's circumventing the wishes of the public. And backroom politics, as we all know, have been around for a long, long time. And I think that's some of the reasons why Bob and myself have jumped in, lifelong resident in this town, and seeing the way the government was run, this is just another indication that they're looking to still do that. And, you know, it's when we put this out and Bob put this out there, you know, it's been fact-checked. I mean, things that we learn in the police department, you know, you have to have your facts before you act. And
right.
It's true. This is what they were looking to try and do to really push aside the will of the public so they can still control and direct business in town as they have for the last 40 years. And that's pretty sad.
We're talking with Bob Doyle, Tom Lohman, both vying for seats after losing a September primary to the incumbents. In essence, you know, guys, and Bob, I'll point to you on this. You know, we had Vecchio on a couple of weeks ago, and it's amazing to me how he always kinds of sidesteps a disaster, so to speak. Remember with the paperwork just about a couple of years ago, was able to get back in, not having it in on time. There was a lot of questions right then and there. But this is an individual who's really sidestepped disasters within the town. And I asked him basically, you know, well, why do you think you kind of get these chances to keep winning? What is it? 14 elections, whatever it was? In essence, he said fiscal stability. But a lot of people question that fiscal stability statement in the fact, well, what about downtown? Now, I went through downtown Smithtown yesterday, and I was a bit appalled. I see a lot of vacancies there right on Main Street. There's a lot of abandonment, and as great as he certainly portrays the town to be, I kind of question it. What's your thoughts?
Well, obviously, the clock has stopped in Smithtown in comparison to the other towns in Suffolk County. We've moved forward, and I totally agree with you. Honestly, it looks like a Rust Belt town upstate New York.
Good point. Excellent comparison.
You know, but listen, I got to tell you this, Jay. I give him credit for this. He's the master politician for convincing people that he's kept their taxes low. But, you know, in reality, and I've said this many times, in reality, your taxes, he's controlling about 5.5 cents on the tax dollar, whereas the real taxes are coming from the school district at almost 67 cents on the tax dollar. So if we don't have the businesses, if we don't have those thriving businesses to help support those school districts, the taxes are going up.
No question about it. I just want to get back to the whole thing, possible collusion with Vecchio. If you're just tuning in, there is a source within who states that Vecchio, a bit of a coup, let's put it that way, could be happening, in that Vecchio would try and get a council seat and, of course, upend the majority there. Tom McCarthy, the incumbents, Tom Lohman, Tom McCarthy, Lynn Nowick, basically state that they have absolutely no knowledge of this particular matter. Has anyone asked Vecchio to comment or give anything as far as this possible story? I mean, have you heard anything?
I have not heard a thing.
Let's go, Tom Lohman. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I haven't heard anything at all, other than from what we're getting from third-hand parties that, you know, they're already backpedaling on this statement because, frankly, they've been outed. And, they have nowhere to go. So they're going to do what they've always done, backpedal on issues that are important and that are controversial. They'll backpedal away from it and try and deflect the blame on somebody else.
Well, that seems to be the case, talking with Bob Doyle. And, of course, Tom Lohman, they're vying for seats on the town council. You know, this is kind of an interesting political season we're on, gentlemen, because, you know, in Suffolk County, let's face it, we talked many a time. You got the DA after 16 years heading out. You got the sheriff heading out after 12 years, two coveted posts. In your neck of the woods, you know, you have a guy who's, 87 years of age, still vying for office. He's out. Give me a couple of sentences each on Ed Wertheim a little bit. Had the pleasure of meeting him yesterday. Very impressive guy, I thought, over at Rockabilly's. Give me your thought process regarding this individual. Bob, we'll start with you.
Well, I've known Tom. I've known Eddie for several years now. He's a guy that I think you can really trust. I like him very much. He's a down-to-earth guy, without a doubt. I have not met anybody in town government that has his knowledge. He knows every facet of that town. So he will be a guy that will be hitting the ground first thing on January 1st, and he knows what the vision is. He knows where he has to go, and he can get this moving very, very quickly. So he's a man of honor. He did two tours in Vietnam. He's just a great family man, and I think he's a wonderful guy. And I think he's the guy that can, you know, bring Smithtown forward.
Tom, give me a couple sentences on your take regarding Ed Wertheim, then I'll pose another question, gentlemen.
Well, I've known Eddie for over 30 years, over 35 years to be correct. He's a man of integrity. He's a hard worker. He's the only councilman that you can find in that office. He comes to work every day. He doesn't go down to his place in Florida. He doesn't have one in Florida. He doesn't go out to his home out east. He doesn't have one. He lives in our community. He works in our community. He has a vision. He has a platform. And if he gets Bob and myself in that town board with him, along with Lisa Inzarella and whomever they appoint, I believe our town will start on a path of rebirth. And that's what we need in our town. And I believe Eddie's the man to do it because of his 35 years in the town of Smithtown as an employee, as the director of parks and beaches. He knows the infrastructure. And he certainly, for the last 14 years, he's heard all of the complaints from us, the residents, the taxpayers, what they want. So I'm looking forward to working with Eddie come January 1st.
Talking with Bob Doyle, Tom Lohman vying for seats on the town board, Smithtown. You know, a lot of elements have been back and forth regarding the town. Among them, gentlemen, the construction of a sewer system. Now, without it, I guess many feel that, town officials, business owners, say expanded businesses and some of the residents' buildings there on the scale are just impossible. You have a lot of costs here. The governor has pledged a lot of money and everything else. Still not clear, though, how the town or its residents might be able to take up the rest of those dollars. Is that still a major concern, the whole sewer structure there? Bob?
I mean, it certainly is. We're going to put the town's AAA bond rating to work in a combination for these sewers. So obviously we're going to spend a lot of time looking for grants. And we're going to hopefully pay for a lot of this through grants to fund this sewer treatment plant. Jay, I got to tell you something. The sewer issue is an issue about money, but it's an issue that we have to accomplish not only in Smithtown, but throughout Suffolk County. And we have to start in the business districts and eventually expand this through the residential areas. We have a real problem in Suffolk County with our groundwater.
Right.
We have, it's been cited already that Suffolk County has the worst groundwater in the state of New York. So it is a problem for all the citizens here. And if you think about it, it's because of the population explosion that we've had in the last 20 years. We have 1.5 million people living here in Suffolk County, and most of those people utilizing cesspools and with no access to public wastewater systems. So it's a very, very big problem. But in Smithtown, we cannot get the businesses, the businesses that will really bring in that capital that's necessary to revitalize the downtown areas without the sewers. And I just want to quickly cite that Patchogue, that's what started Patchogue. Two things, a sewer treatment plant and the theater. The theater was the anchor, and the sewer treatment plant started everything down there. And that was the complete revitalization of Patchogue, and we've all seen how that worked.
No question about it. And let's face it, Smithtown could be a replica if it's done right. I could absolutely envision that. Don't you see that, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's sewers have been talked about since the early 70s, and then starting with the Southwest Sewer System. We need that in order to revitalize, first and foremost, our business districts. But more importantly, we're contaminating our drinking water. This is going to affect our generations to come, my grandchildren, their children. So, nobody wants to address the big elephant in the room. That's a big elephant, and there is a cost that's going to be associated with. But with a platform, with a plan, with the team in place to go out and research and obtain additional monies from the federal government under the Clean Water Act, from the state, from the county, there's a way to do this. And as we said and have been saying, the Kings Park Hamlet, they're shovel ready. So hopefully within the next year, we'll have a sewer system being installed in Kings Park. There's $20 million now on the vine waiting for Smithtown. Then we need to bring St. James in. And we start with those business districts, and then we can start doing the outlying to the residential communities. We have to do this. It's no longer talk. We have to do this. And I think we've been waiting long enough. We've had governments that had the opportunity that haven't done it, and that's why we're coming here for change, to bring about this positive change, not just for now, but for generations to come.
Guys, before I let you go, I was just thinking, if Pat Vecchio wants to be involved so much after 40 years, and God bless him, age 87, 88, I have an in over at the Times Beacon Record. Maybe we can get him to write a column or something so that he can still be involved in town politics. What do you think of that idea?
If it's up to me, whatever Pat would like to do outside of government, he should do.
Listen, tongue in cheek there, but in all seriousness, this is a big story. We'll keep watching it. Keep us posted here on the goings on of your fine area there. All right.
Will do, Jay.
Jay, thank you very much for hosting us.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
You got it. Bob Doyle, Tom Lohman. We'll take a short break, come back with some headlines, and then we'll meet a new legislator on the docket as far as 8th District is concerned.